Good morning, morning, morning. It's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Here we go.
Here's the good news.
Welcome to Friday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Thrown in your driveway, but wrapped because of the wet conditions in one of those little plastic sleeves.
Oh, that's so convenient.
Yeah. Your neighbor's going to steal it if you don't go out and get it.
Yeah, that's what the Ring camera's for.
We welcome our worldwide audience right there, stealing our hearts and making so many funny things happen in the comments section on our Hank.
Hey, Hanksters.
Facebook Live, the nominees for the upcoming 2025 ACM Awards were announced. Of course, that's going to be happening up there at the Star in Frisco, coming up here in a couple of months. So now we know who's vying for what, and Beyonce is nowhere to be seen.
Dang
after
it.
She picked up Grammys for Best Country Album and the like. Not a single nod on that. It is actually not many surprises. You've got Entertainer of the Year, Luke Combs, Cody Johnson, Jelly Roll. We love Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll!
Chris Stapleton, Morgan Wallen, Kelsey Ballerini, and Lainey Wilson. That's a lot of nominees for that. It's going to be who is going to win outside of Morgan Wallen and Lainey Wilson. That's what I think. But when it comes to Duo of the Year, Brooks and Dunn up for that. There you go, boys. And they rocked Dickie's Arena last night, by all accounts. Rascal Flatts, once again, up for Group of the Year. Big nod to Billy Bob's, up for Club of the Year. And then, also down the street, Dickie's Arena, for Arena of the Year. Just like the Texas Country Music Awards, we were not nominated. We were not nominated for anything.
What?
Yeah, not even for Best Outdoor Venue of the Year. And I thought we had a shot.
Dang it.
But congratulations to Joe's on Weed Street in Chicago for taking our spot. ACM's coming up in a couple months.
So Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy Arakawa have been dead for weeks, but will they ever be buried? The New York Post reports that their bodies have still gone unclaimed, which experts say is not all that uncommon if funeral arrangements are pending. Apparently his daughter wants to bury the family dog with Betsy, but there is the question about the will. His $80 million fortune was all set to go to his wife in the event of his death, and now she's no longer here. They were found deceased over a month ago in their New Mexico home. He passed away due to heart problems and Alzheimer's. Miss Arakawa from the hantavirus.
So much to this story that one wouldn't.
Yeah, I know.
But it's probably far more common than we realize, just as far as these conditions on stuff like that. We lost Betty White several years ago, but yesterday they celebrated and unveiled the official stamp, the Betty White stamp, which is available, from what I understand, at post office today, if you can get anybody at the front desk to get you one. Speaking of using postage, Jeff Bezos, we talked about yesterday, sent out all of his wedding invitations.
Oh, yeah.
And they are starting to freak out over there with all these celebrities that are expected to arrive off the Venice Italian coastline for this massive now what is being billed as a 3-day Italian summer wedding event. The mayor of Venice, in fact, yesterday said he is worried as Jeff Bezos has booked, according to the Venice mayor, not only all the fancy hotels in the city for this wedding, but every single taxi in the canals for his 3-day Embalmani style celebration.
Embalmani?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. And what day is it again?
Never got an invite.
We didn't.
No.
Dang it. Okay.
That and no ACMs. And not even an invite to the ACMs.
Maybe it's in the mail. You know what? You just didn't check your mail.
I mean, we are the media to cover. We're covering things right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Taylor Swift,
yeah.
Travis Kelce, I bet they get an invite to both of those things. But they are fed up with the bright lights of the big city. Uh-uh. They could be headed to wide open spaces like Montana. Apparently, they love the state, the privacy, and were spotted in a local speakeasy. I didn't even know there were speakeasies, but if you want to find one, it's in Montana. It laughed all night without a ton of security or even a glam squad.
Is this just her trying to get one way or another inside the Taylor Sheridan universe?
I don't know.
I mean, if you move up there.
If she goes to Montana, she's going to have to learn to light a fire in 90 seconds. Period.
Well, she has pictures to burn.
Hey!
Yeah. Been waiting.
Boom!
Been waiting 13 years to use that joke. Thank you for the setup. Thank you. Dolly Parton has just lived. She evidently had a mountain cabin in California. And it's now on the market. And it comes fully furnished with all the decor from Dolly herself. She's just selling it as is. It's an Idlewild located cabin for $768,000 is the retail price.
Okay.
Well, that's kind of cool. She bought it there in 1994. And she actually, in 2023, donated the cabin to the Ronald McDonald House. Because, of course, she's a saint among us.
I love the Ronald McDonald House.
And then last July, the charity sold the property. So that's how it got on the market. So one note, though. There's a couple of neat things about it. The loft is where Dolly wrote some hits. And the bathroom has a guitar-shaped toilet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say bathtub. I was all ready for bathtub.
Nope. Guitar-shaped toilet.
Odd left turn there.
Nope. I have a joke that I've been waiting 14 years to use, but I actually think it's probably too early in the day for it.
So, pop quiz. Do you love the Crab Rangoon? How would you like a lifetime supply?
I think it confuses me more than anything. I don't know if I'm a big fan.
Yeah, there's the cream cheese and the crab, and then you have it all wrapped up and it's deep fried. Well, either way, the Friendship Chinese Restaurant has a deal for you. All you have to do is get a tattoo of their logo, and they will give you a lifetime supply of said crab rangoon.
Huh.
They wanted to do something unique and special for their most loyal customers, and you better hurry. It's limited to the first 50 people.
Oh, watch out. Yeah,
that's
they're going to be storming the door to get that. I'd like to look at their logo first to see if it's something that would be a good tattoo.
But do you even like the crab rangoon?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't at all. See, we'll give you a free Hank t-shirt if you just get Aaron Wilde on the all-request lunch hour to play We Are the World.
We
don't require a tattoo today. Well, this is going to get flagged on Zuckerberg land. Okay.
Eyes up, Zuck.
By the way, speaking of publishing rights, a brand new Hunger Games book is out. It is a prequel, and it depicts the dystopian society where people fight to the death to survive. It is set in present-day Ohio.
Oh.
And they finally, a perfectly round egg earlier this week sold at auction. Perfectly 100%, not oval, not oblong, circle round.
Okay.
Perfectly round egg sold for $500.
Mm.
I'm confused. Why do the round ones cost less? That's
Waking Up with KB and Heather Lee.